Jake's confident in his alma mater, but he's not even willing to bet on it. So is that fake confidence?
That's fake confidence. I've been at Jake all week about, you know, the Michigan-Wisconsin game. He knows about it. I know about it. And Jake's honestly been running for me all week. So there's been a lot of chatter in the locker room, not just among Jake, but around, you know, all the players. So it's kind of the game of the week, if you will. So I got a lot of confidence in my Badgers. Coach Chris always keeps the guys focused. Obviously, college game day, 11 o'clock. Got a lot of confidence in the Badgers this week against Michigan.
Why is Jake running from your wager?
That's a great question. I think it's, you know, more lack of confidence in the Michigan Wolverines, you know, if anything. But, you know, I can't necessarily talk because Michigan took care of business last year against Wisconsin. Unfortunately, I didn't play in that game, but I think it's a new year, you know, new players. You know, I think Coach Chris at home at Camp Randall. Camp Randall's be rocking. College game day. Wisconsin.
What's the most annoying thing about Wolverines?
Oh, here's the thing. I got a lot of respect for Michigan. I really do. I actually got recruited by Michigan. They're in my top three. You know, Wisconsin, BYU, Michigan, Brady Hoke. I got a lot of, you know, got some guys on that team who are from Michigan. So I got a lot of respect for Michigan, but not this week.
If he would be willing to do a bet, what would you want to wager? What would be on the line here?
You know what? That's a good question. What am I willing to wager? I think, not you know, money aside, I'd more want to kind of put Jake. I think a good bet would be I wore 47 in college. He wore 47 in Michigan. He would have to wear my 47 for the whole next week. That would be a thing. Good bet. I might talk to Jake about that today here.
Maybe
they'll
settle just for a media interview in the opposing team's jersey.
Actually, I wouldn't mind that either. So, but no, I'll definitely get at Jake and we'll see if we can't work something out.
Vince, you said when at Michigan, if you showed up with any red or green, they would not allow you in the building. So, if you are able to pull this off and you get them in Badger red, where will you make sure that picture or photo is seen?
We'll make sure once we get Jake in that red that it's going to be posted on social media, get him in the locker room, get around you guys, make sure it's well documented. But let's not forget Wisconsin is favored in the game. I think Coach Chris, like I said before, can keep the guys focused. Wisconsin's humble group of guys. We're going to go out and take care of business on Saturday.
What do you think about their freshman running back, Jonathan Taylor?
You know what? I had a chance when I was able to go down to Madison the first game of the year against Utah State to meet John, and he's a good kid. He really works hard. The coaching staff, the players raved about him, so it's good. It's great to see his success, and also the success of Garrett Dooley, Leon Jacobs at the outside linebacker spots that I kind of helped last year, and kind of new guys stepping up to the offensive line. So overall, great to see both Wisconsin guys stepping up and hopefully shows this Saturday.
What's your excitement been like this whole year as the Badgers have won game after game? At first, it's like, okay, you're supposed to beat these teams, and you've been supposed to beat most of the teams, if not all, that you've played, but to go 10-0 for the first time ever, you have to be pretty jacked up.
Absolutely. Obviously, being an alma mater, you know, being an alum is awesome. Being able to watch guys who I played with last year, and obviously, anytime you're going 10-0 is a big deal. I don't care about, you know, people want to, you know, say the record or the week of strength schedule. So I think Wisconsin, regardless of what the schedule is, Wisconsin's gonna come out and they're gonna play their best ball.
Do you think they belong in the top four?
You know, I think there's still a lot of ball left to be played. I see Jake right over here looking at me right now, but there's still a lot of ball left to be played. You know, I think the Big Ten Championship will decide if Wisconsin wins the Big Ten Championship. You know, they are a top four caliber team, but that's still to be decided. Thanks, guys.
The defensive snaps for you were a lot against Chicago. You anticipate perhaps a few more opportunities on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I think the snap wise, you know, Clay and Nick were really getting after it, and you know, Nick had three sacks, and you know, really getting after it, and tight game. So, you know, Clay and Nick were on the field. There were times where I jogged on the field, and Clay waved me off, and I'm not going to argue with a Pro Bowl player, and I got a ton of respect for Clay and all the guys in our room. So, just going to continue to work hard every day and earn my reps.
Tell me about your work on special teams, on your kick coverage and your kick return. You know, Ty's been close, one or two guys away from breaking one. What's been the thought in your special teams from about trying to get to the next level, improving field position?
Yeah, I think here in Green Bay, they put a huge emphasis on special teams. Coach Zook, the special teams coordinator, is great coach and puts us in great position to make plays. And for me, I just want to be able to go out there and make some plays, being able to contribute on all special teams as possible, try to help the team any way I can. And right now, the best way to help this team out for me is on special teams. So being able to go out there, make some plays for the team, and put our offense and defense in good field position.